This is Recharged Radio. Justin Wayne.
Is the Autumn Suns, a brand new submission to the show. Very, very excited to play that for you. It's great. I really like their voices. So just beautiful voices. But yes, it is time now for the Musicians Clinic feature. We'll see how much time we have left at the end of the feature if we do this for the whole hour. If we have a little bit of extra time for some extra tunes. I do have some extra tunes I would like to play. So let's see what we can do. Once again, the Musicians Clinic is run by Tour de Psychota UK and myself, actually. I'm the chair of it now, and but we have a bunch of industry professionals that come down to Camden once a month, and we have a little panel, and people bring in their demos. And so this particular time, I said, hey, why don't we put them on the show, and we can talk about what we talked about. A lot of what we were talking about this past Monday, there was 8 bands, which I should just go through and tell you all of them. The bands are called. We had the Cargo Cult. We had the Little Philistines. We had the Urban Foxes. We had Hollywood Tantrum, or it's Leo's Hollywood Tantrum. I'm sorry. We had a Bernadette Bentley. We had Scarletta, and we had Pete the solo artist. So we're gonna hear from those. We're gonna hear those tracks right now, and. We talked a lot about marketing, actually, and making a product, which is something that that I have been doing. It's funny because I've been doing this as at school. I've been working with the BTEC and music groups, creating a product, and it's still something. I mean, it's something that they can literally take from there and bring straight into the workplace, because it's something that needs to be done. After this was one of the points that they stressed, was after you've created the music. And I suppose this could go both ways, but what we were saying was that after you've created the music and been the musician, then you need to take your musician hat off, or also sort of wear hung around your ear, if you want to take that metaphor to the extreme, your marketing hat, or maybe just hang your artist hat around your ear and wear the marketing hat, because after you've created the music, you really need to market yourself, because you're not going to get on a major label anymore. I mean, EMI, sadly, I've been following that sort of story for the last, it's been 6 months now that story's been going on, that trial between EMI and Citigroup, and EMI lost. So EMI is going to be breaking up and sold off, it looks like, unless it hasn't been announced yet, but it looks like EMI is going to be crumbling soon. So there are less chances for you to get a major record deal. So you need to learn how to market yourself. And it's just creating a product, you know. I mean, but each of these bands, it is a journey. But anyway, let's play some music. We'll talk more about creating a product. That was sort of the focus for the evening. If you're in the chat room right now, you want to talk about or bring up a point about creating a musical product, as far as packaging, as far as website, as far as, you know, how your music fits together, what song you should put on an album, all these sorts of things. Do chat, or if you're on the podcast, you're listening, justinatrechargeradio.com, or just, you know, drop me a note, drop me an email, drop me a Facebook message, drop me a Twitter, anything. But I think it's a very valid thing we need to be talking about as musicians and need to sharpen our pencils and skills on. So let's hear from the first band that was submitted. I'll go in roughly the same order we went last night, or on Monday night, actually. This is Samuel Hennessy's band. They're called The Cargo Cult, and we're going to hear a tune called Fight or Flight. The EP is going to be coming out March time, it looks like. So this is a huge, huge early release. It's still being mixed down. So there are, some eccentricities in the mixing a little bit right now. So just be aware of that. It's not the final mix, but it's certainly a good track and certainly worthy of airplay here on this Musicians Clinic feature of the Justin Wayne Show. We'll talk in a minute. Love to hear your thoughts on this song. Once again, it's The Cargo Cult, and the tune is called Fight or Flight.
Remember
Once again, that's the Cargo Cult. Yeah, I like it. And Fight or Flight. And yeah, we were sort of saying, I don't know what you thought, but we were sort of saying at the clinic, very new wavy Andy Ross, who is our resident manager on the panel, one of our professionals, was saying it was very new wavy, and yeah. Also, we mentioned that he broke one of the cardinal sins, broke or committed. I would say committed, I suppose, isn't it? Committed one of the cardinal sins of handing out EPs or demos or CDs or anything. You need to make sure, this is just a good note for anyone that has a CD that they're handing out to anybody, make sure you have contact deals on the actual disc itself as well as on the packaging, because the packaging very routinely and often, and almost always, in fact, gets separated from the disc. I try and keep all of my discs together, but you know when it's on a carousel or something, and you're like, "Ooh, what CD is that?" I used to be with what was that band? There was some sort of thrash hip hop band I used to listen to that had Fire on their album, and that was it. And I never knew which one it was because there was another one that was very similar. A lot of them have Fire on the CD, but that's just no good to someone if you want them to book you or sign you or anything like that. You need to make sure that you've got contact details on the disc somewhere as well as on the packaging, because maybe your packaging looks really nice and they want to get in touch with you and say, "Hey, I lost the CD. Can you send me another one?" So good reasons for both of those. And I'm sure because he was obviously just handing around a couple of them that he had, because it's very, very, very early, and that's an early mix still. Yes, so I'm sure I'll have it on the packaging when it comes out in March. But there you go. So thank you to Samuel for coming down. The next group of men, well, it's not just men, it's girls and boys, but there are six of them, and this is sort of this is more hip-hop veined, more hip-hop dance. I really like this track, though. I think this is fantastic. They've got four different languages going on in it. There's a Danish guy, there is a Polish guy, and there is, of course, English happening. And I'm not sure what the fourth language is, actually, but there are four, I have been told. And it's just really, really, I don't know, I think it just makes it sound so much different. And I think you're going to really enjoy the song. They're called the Urban Foxes. This song is called Crank the Volume. On the Just a Wayne Show.
DJ of the future is going to be a respected member of the community.
Rapowy efekt się niesie, weter jak markowy fragrans. My żeby mieć respekt nie musimy grać flagrant. Wystarczy coś nagrać, robię tak od dawna. Dzięki mnie dostrzegasz więcej jak przez teleskop Hubble'a. Zespół nic wspólnego ze skonasem raczej. Osiedlowy ekonesa za klasę. Nasi słuchacze spędli osiedli ten głos. Słabych mieli na prąd, chcieliby imperium, ale do klasy stan moc.
Party crasher, fuck the bouncer, but I'm out of getting like a corporate hacker. So the haters gotta scatter, check it. It's time to wake up here, spinning like a breaker. Come and shake it, troublemaker. Show me your baddest behavior, baby. Get a taste of what I got below the waist. But ain't nobody getting chased against the easily replaced, y'all. Who I'm talking to? You and you and all of you. If the raps ain't call your crew, we're been bouncers, bouncer.
Bring the volume.
Stand up, leave your seat.
Bring the volume.
When your mind needs to be.
Bring the volume.
Your eardrums feel the heat.
Les balles font des parcs de Marseille, de Toulouse ou Paris. PM3 saisi avec le caisson de basse. 200 watts pour se faire péter les tympans. On menace de prendre d'assaut les ondes de radio française. De causer une vague de suicide chez les vaches de Corrèze. Entrez au lieu, on se demande bien quel est l'intérêt de cette musique répétitive sans grand attrait.
Impresjonują to muzyka, tu nie chodzi o podziw. Ważne by być w zgodzie z sobą i z życiem coś zrobić. Wyjść z domu, wyjść z bloku, wyjść poza ramy i trafić czuły punkt, gdzie się nie mieszczą slogany. Początek przed oczami mam tego etapu. 12 lat i jak pa, jestem sam w życiu światu. Drugie tyle upłynęło wciąż z wiatrakami. Walce pomagają mi w tym dzielnie moje Sancho Panche.
Stand up, leave your seat.
Bring the volume.
When your mind needs to be.
Bring the volume.
Your eardrums feel the heat.
Bring the volume.
qu'on sort, alors on pousse le volume, l'air de rien. Le majeur droit est fier, un pour tous, tous pour un. Voyez, chez nous c'est comme ça que ça se passe. Sans foufou ni tracas, un petit débit et une basse. De platine, plus tard le son, la France escale. Les enceintes craquent un chaos de rire et de flamme.
We ain't nowhere near done, party don't stop where we're from. Out of uppers here some, coming to pump your eardrums. Don't think about the morning after, now something about the joy and laughter. Pitching cause we all gonna have the thoughts that you've been warned. Tracker, friendly's demeanor ain't getting sweeter. So forget the reaper, an alien creature. The way tequila, the spades and leaders. We're the main feature, ain't came the teacher. Just crazy preachers, would hate to leave you before we break the speaker.
Stand up, leave your seat.
Yes, crank the volume. Do it. Leave your seat. Good stuff. I don't feel like I need the. I mean, they were saying that it's tough in the UK to sell anything that's not completely in English, and I would say in the US it's quite similar. But if you get into the Eastern European, just European markets in general, you do run into loads of other languages and other things, and languages, English and stuff in both languages, and all sorts of things like that. The thought was mentioned that they could do a sort of, you know, like UK radio edit where everything's in English, and then also, you know, tour with the different languages. I think it's just really interesting. I mean, it makes a dance hip hop, drum and bass. I think they call it drum and bass. I don't know the differences between those things sometimes. But what do you think? Justin@rechargeradio.com, let me know. I'll be interested to hear your thoughts on that. Or if you're in the chat room, send those along and let us know what you think. Good. Rodrigo is in the chat room as well. I wonder what he thinks about four languages in one song. Certainly interesting stuff. Let's see, what else did we say about that? I have more notes on that one, particularly. What else did I say about it? They were also talking about doing agencies. JC was there from Fairwood Music, which is a publishing company, and he was certainly saying that there are loads of because when you add different languages, especially to English speaking people and only English speaking people, when you add languages that are not English, it sort of makes it an instrumental track, which can be kind of a bummer sometimes if you have written some really good lyrics. But on the other hand, it creates very good opportunities for you to sync it with movies, TV, commercials, and things like that. So certainly things to think about for those bands that are doing something like that. Right. The next tune is from a little bit. It's a little more minimalist, as they would say. This tune is called Cosmic Love. Is by a band called Leo's Hollywood Tantrum, and he's got sort of the website and stuff all constructed. HollywoodTantrum.com. You can go check him out, and he has been going to start releasing stuff in France, and has sort of tour dates booked around Europe, which is really interesting. And obviously he has been producing stuff himself, so he's got all this sort of bits and pieces together in his own flat, and able to create lots of music, which is really interesting to publishers. If you can create high quality music a lot, and I mean, publishers love that sort of stuff because they can, you know, they have all sorts of different ways and means of using it, as well as maybe they ring you up and say, hey, can you change this a little bit so we can use it in this, or can you create a 30-second, you know, crunch version of this song so we can use it in a commercial or something like that. So there's lots of avenues for someone like this, someone like Leo to excel. So have a look, have a listen. And we'll speak in a minute about it. I'll try not to say any more. Once again, this is Leo's Hollywood Tantrum. This song is called Cosmic Love on the Musician's Clinic feature special thing of the Justin Wayne Show, on the Justin Wayne Show, Recharge Radio. from the guys that brought you Head on Fire, which is a fabulous video. If you haven't seen that before, just go into YouTube and type in the Little Philistines Head on Fire. You can check out the 2 minutes of absolute brilliant stuff. So Little Philistines were there at the Musicians Clinic, brought the brand new track just then. It's going to be out in December. That is called Hot Phone. And JC Fairy Music said it was very catchy. I think we all agreed with that. And liked the the detail. I think that was my comment, actually. The detail in the production with the horn, girl sounding like horns and little woodblock tapping and things like this. It's always very, very well. This particular track, in fact, is very well thought through. I think very well written. So there you go. And we're talking about release dates for singles, which are not sort of release dates anymore. They're just focus dates. Because, you have the internet and the ether and things get slipped and passed around and all sorts of stuff like that. Radio just wants me. We just want something to talk about, really, and a time to sort of focus on playing it more. Do let us know when you're submitting tracks to a radio station or to a podcast or whatever, when's a good time to play it? When are the focus times to play it, push it? And we'll do that for you. If you've got everyone focusing on a certain date, we want to, catch up with that. Obviously that's just why people use Twitter. Let's tweet about the same thing that everyone else is tweeting about, so someone will read it. Well, that's the same idea that broadcasting does. It uses the same thought process. So do take advantage of that. Something certainly to think about. And we're also talking about, if you listen to it again, if you go on their MySpace page, it's myspace.com/thelittlephilistines, listen to the beginning again and see if you think they should cut it or not. And let me know, justinrechargeradio.com. We were talking about cutting the beginning, talking about not cutting it. Tell us what you think. They really like, some of them really like the beginning, some of them could do without it. And, I'll be playing it again on another show coming up, because there'll be a focus date, won't there, on the second week in December. So we're going to play that again and push it as we do. Right. Time for the next track. I hope you're enjoying yourselves. It looks like we'll just get through all the songs that I've got to do for this particular segment. Our next track comes from my stomach, apparently. The next track that we played the Musicians Clinic was from a band called Scarletta, and it's with two L's and two T's, so Scarletta. They have got the image dialed in. Scarletta even turned up in her gear, which is very if you go to scarletta.com, you can check it out. It's two L's and two T's once again. The one L goes somewhere else, and I think I've even got it written down in my notes with one L, but it's two L's, so make sure you use two L's. Let's play this one for you, and then we'll talk about it in a minute. Once again, this is Scarletta, and this track is called Sinful. I'm Justin Wayne Cho. It's the Musicians Clinic feature.
Tell me what we're fighting for.
la 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 la. Yeah, I think so. So one of their biggest, that was, once again, that was Scarletta, two L's and two T's, scarletta.com. Go check them out. One of their biggest worries was, do they need to go back into the studio? Is the production good enough? Apparently they had some producer come up to them and say, oh, well, we'll, you know, for another grand, you know, we can do magic stuff with you guys and blah, blah, blah. And we all sort of listened to that. We're like, no. Sounds good to me. But they're actually giving that track away. So if you go to scarletta.com, you can get it for free. Or if you see them at a gig, they're playing... Oh, I've got it stuck somewhere. They are playing here in London, 15th of December at 93 Feet East. Rocking Around, 93 Feet East is what it's called. And yeah, there you go. Scarletta.com or myspace.com/scarletta. And the EP is once again called Sinful. And certainly demonstrated that sort of package that we were talking about earlier. You have to have the image and sort of all that stuff fitting together. Just if you talk about films and how they started marketing films, there's a term called high concept films, which is not like, ooh, very thoughtful film. High concept is just something that's sort of at the top of their marketing scheme, and the first film to ever be done sort of in that high marketing, high concept marketing idea was Jaws, and shortly thereafter Star Wars. So those types of things are very good when you're thinking about marketing your band, and certainly Scarletta has got that dialed in, that sort of, you know, dirty London rock with the girl at the head, the front woman, as it were, and very, you know, good looking indeed. So there you go, good stuff there, and the music is amazing. So what can you say? Certainly thinking about going down there on the 15th if I can peel myself away from it would be the show night, wouldn't it? It would be on a Wednesday, so I won't be able to go down. I'll be here, but playing a track or two from them on the evening. So good stuff. Let's continue on. What else did we say? No, that was it. That was yeah. Good stuff. The next track is way different, actually, than that last track. This track... I was going to mention, we had a couple of comments about the earlier song that we played back there. The Urban Fox is Crank the Volume, and Angelo, the manager of Room 9, we played earlier, actually, who's from Spain, is part Spanish and part English, and he was saying that he really liked it, but he was European. I don't know, I think that, especially in London now, it's such a melting pot of people, and, you know, you have big audiences and stuff, so certainly something to think about. Niche stuff is doing really well on the internet. So if that Urban Foxes can set up, or if anyone, Scarletta even, can set up something on the internet where you can market to that particular place you're marketing to, that high concept marketing area, do it. And I think that you will find fans to come see you. But the next one is someone who's just starting out on his sort of marketing journey. He's calling himself Pete the Solo Artist right now. I'm sure he'll be calling himself something different in the near future. This is actually the last track of the Musicians Clinic feature that we have for you this evening. It looks like we'll have enough time for at least one or two more tracks before 10 and before Rodrigo de Sá and the Island Music Show, which is certainly contains more than one language. Thank goodness. I've taken a peek at his playlist. Some excellent music coming up at 10 p.m., so don't go anywhere. Right now, this is Pete, the solo artist, and the song is called Winter Train, which seems to be rolling in very quickly here on the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio. Much difference in your life till she wasn't there. She wasn't there.
train. It's so much colder here again. You're just not the same. When a girl's not around, do you think don't make much difference in your life? Until she wasn't there. She wasn't there. I'm on a winter train. 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 I'm on a winter train.
So that is Pete the solo artist. That is a very bluesy blues track, and interesting stuff. One of the things we were talking about with Pete was his marketing scheme, and I think he is just totally into playing at the moment and not even really worried about marketing schemes and stuff like this. And I think it's good for us, sort of marketing business type. I don't know if I'm in that particular area, but I know that, you know, people that have been in the music industry for a long time, like the people that are on our panel, are always thinking about, you know, like what you should do to make this a career. I mean, that's just sort of why we think that you're coming to the Musicians Clinic, and he was wondering where he should go next. And so we were trying to tell him, you know, like your next thing you want to do is sort of narrow down what you want to do. And because he was doing blues stuff, and he was also calling himself an indie artist, and it's one of those things, like, you shouldn't listen to everyone that tells you what to do, but at the same time, you should certainly pick and stay true to what you like and what you are, and what you love doing, and then, you know, find a way to market yourself after that. And it's good to find the balance between the two, and certainly I encourage you, when you put your marketing hat on, to put back your musician's hat on and your love of music, and remember why you started in the first place and what you're doing. Because sometimes it can be easy when you start, you know, worrying about the money and seeing yourself spending money and not making money back. That is what the music industry is, a tough business, and it does cost money to be in it. Not a lot of money comes out of it sometimes. So certainly things to think about and worry about. But do remember, just like when you were young and you know, had that, anything can happen. I can do anything I want to. It's just one of those things. You gotta remember, always gotta go back and remember that feeling of what it was like to think you could do anything, and then harness that again, you know, when you're 25 or 35 or 45 or 55 or 65. But same with music. Make sure you remember what you were thinking, why you wanted to do it when you started out, and then go back there. Go back to that place and remember, and then get back on your horse of marketing, music skills, playing rock and roll stuff. So that is the end of our musicians clinic. Thank you to all the artists that came, and if you're interested in getting involved, go to tourist.co.uk. On the far right side of the menu bar is the musicians clinic. The next one is in January. I believe it's the 17th of January. You will be notified accordingly. If you just go to that website, you should be able to apply for it now, in fact. So do so. Or if you want to get involved with it, and for some reason that's not working out, email me, justin@rechargeradio.com, easy to find, and I will get back to you. I promise. Right. It is time for one more song, and then time for Rodrigo de Sá of the Island Music Show. The last band was twittering to me about his cat who sat on the keyboard, and I was saying that my cat sits on the keyboard all the time. It was funny that his cat sat on the keyboard, and he said that that's cat for "You Must Play With Me Now." And certainly have had that before. And I think Jamie, who's been at home studying for huge exams, has had that quite a bit. So Sand River and is what they're called. They have cats. This is My Heart Is an Open Book. Once again, thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you listening to the show. And we'll see you very soon next week. Right here, right back here, live again on the Justin Wayne Show. We'll see you very soon. Thank you very much. Adios. Rodrigo de Sá in about 5 minutes' time on Recharge Radio. I push that button. There we go.
Pull out a fly, a coffee ring. Perfect line, the perfect sentiment, a blank page with hope for all those mutant tongue-tied souls. A memory I never held is conjured up, spreads its wings and takes to flight. Dismiss my mind in search of silent heart elsewhere. La da da, la da da, la da. Underneath its solid spine, close our eyes.
independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.